Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Primetime on Football Friday, 1080 The Fan.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game. Played nowhere else on earth, it is a rare game. The man who play it make it so.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
That's going to make the fucking difference between winning and losing.
On 1080 The Fan.
Tell you what, your boy Matsuyama's dialed in already.
That's right.
About drain that from 200.
And Suk said the century didn't matter. He could have been betting on his boy.
That is true.
Should have taken your boy Matsuyama.
Dude, love me some Matsuyama.
He's in the lead.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Damn near dunked it.
Almost a two. Mm.
And yet I still don't care. Look, there's only one thing that matters today, and that's the Suk's Mayo Bowl.
Well, you'd care if you had money on him.
That is true.
You'd care a lot.
I would care a lot. To this day, he is responsible for my greatest gambling win of all time. I got him at the Masters the year that he won it at a ridiculous clip on a flyer at the start of the tournament. I will always love him.
So we've got one really good NFL game this week, at least. Thank God.
Yes. Yes, we do.
One. Although we do have Saturday games.
Does that really?
We got the Ravens and Browns.
The only thing, and that doesn't matter. I mean, the Browns aren't playing anybody. I know the Ravens need to win that, but still.
And then we got the Bengals and Steelers. Those are the Saturday games.
While I do enjoy having the NFL on Saturday, like, I find myself more often than not on Sunday regretting that we have lesser
you
games.
End up being disappointed that you don't have a better game to choose from.
Well, a lot of times in that afternoon slate, they give us two games. And if those games suck, it's like, it's a bit disappointing. The Saturday games, to me, it kind of waters down my Sunday, and I don't like that. I think I'd rather just have my regular Sunday slate of games. Because I'm looking here to see what the late games are for the NFL. I guess Sunday Night Football is Vikings Lions, but that afternoon slot, we got Niners Cardinals. You want to watch that?
No.
Nope.
Dolphins Jets?
No.
The only thing that matters is Dolphins could be winning it.
Dolphins need to win, but
Tua's not playing, by the way.
Exactly. They're starting Huntley.
And then I got Seahawks Rams. No.
Jimmy Garoppolo, anyone?
Chargers. Hey, they're saying Geno Smith's hurt.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah. They're not. The Seahawks are out. So.
But they still, though.
Whatever.
You got to finish strong, bro.
And then I got Chiefs Broncos that no one's playing. Like, that's what I'm dealing with here.
Broncos are playing.
Yeah.
Broncos are playing. I bet you the Chiefs Broncos is a good game.
That may be the only game in that afternoon kick window that I will give.
Well, so if Cincinnati wins, though, on Saturday, then you're looking at that window. If the Broncos in. And Dolphins both lose, Cincinnati's in.
They're not. Cincinnati needs more help than that.
Do they? I thought they just needed those two to lose.
No, I think Cincinnati needs a whole bet. Like, Cincinnati's not make. I'll look it up, but I believe Cincinnati needs more than that.
I thought Buck was right about that.
I'll look it up.
But anyway, it's week 18. It's always like this.
Yeah.
But at least we have one good game.
We do have one good
game. And that is the Vikings and Lions on Sunday Night Football.
For all the marbles.
Which I believe is Collinsworth. Isn't that your boy Jack Collinsworth?
That is Jack Collinsworth. I just want you to realize, for all the people in the college football world that are bitching about being the number one team and, you know, all that, and the road you have to go down, there is going to be a 14-3 team in the NFC that is going to go on the road and play the mighty 10-7 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, and that's where I was saying the loser of this game makes history. That will be the first 14-win wildcard team in history.
Yeah.
And of course, we've added the extra week now.
Yeah, but what are the chances? I mean,
it's crazy.
You have two 14-win teams in your division.
Yeah.
It's freaking
nuts.
And
then Green Bay, too.
Yes. We knew going into the year that division was going to be really good, but, I mean, no one had that. We thought Minnesota could be okay. I didn't. Look, Sam Darnold is an amazing story. And I don't know what they do with Sam Darnold. I don't know how much they pay him. I don't know if they franchise tag him. But Sam Darnold has earned the right to be their starting quarterback there, not J.J. McCarthy. But the idea that the Packers were going to be an 11, probably a 12 win team, and then you were going to get a 15 and a 14 win team in that division, no one saw that coming. In fact, most people thought if you were going to get a third team in the playoffs from that division, it was going to be the Chicago Bears.
Duh, Bears.
And Chicago sucks. That there, it's weird in that they've got the one first round quarterback that you feel worst about right now.
What?
Going forward as far as your franchise.
So who you got, Vikings or Lions? Now, they've already played once.
They've already played once.
Lions won.
Lions got it.
In Minnesota on, I think, a last-second field goal.
Yeah, it was close. 31-29.
But the Lions defense...
I just think, ultimately, it's too much to overcome. And I think Minnesota gets them. I think Minnesota right now, offense and defense, it's the best coach team in the NFL. O'Connell and then Brian Flores, they're doing amazing stuff. And you know me, I love the Lions. And I think if the Lions were healthy, I think the Lions win the Super Bowl. But they're not. And last week, clearly, we saw Detroit through everything they had at the Niners. But I mean, I think there's like three or four guys that are left starting on their defensive side of the ball. And that doesn't even include some of the two deep guys that they're missing. The 49ers with nothing to play for and that skeleton crew, they went up and down the field on Detroit. And I think eventually it is going to be too much for them to overcome. Like, well, I mean, you look at it, Buffalo put up 48 against them. The Niners put up 34. The Packers put up 31. They had that defense cooking.
When's the last time they gave up less than 30?
Against the Bears.
Well, they don't really count.
No, they don't really care.
When's the last time they gave up less than 30 to a team not named the Bears?
Okay, so we'll go back. You have to, I'll just take it week by week. Niners had 34, Bears 17, Bills had 48 against them, Packers had 31, Bears had 20, Colts had 6.
Oh, there you go.
But again, that's really, I mean, we knew the injuries were piling up, but it was right around there where they fell off the cliff. And I felt like every single week going forward, they were losing at least one, if not two players off that defense, off the two deep. I mean, there was a point where when I was watching them play, not even the announcers knew who some of the guys were. You're like, who? And guys were just coming in off the street and they're plugging them in. And you may get one or two of those guys back for the postseason run. And it just stinks because at the end of this year, the Lions are going to lose both coordinators, right? Both of those guys are probably gone. And
somebody wants Aaron Glenn.
Aaron Glenn is a sought after guy. Dude, their defense was... That was a top five defense before everyone got hurt. Yeah,
but they were bad last year, though.
Yeah, but again, personnel-wise, Aaron Glenn will be a head coach. Ben Johnson certainly will be a head coach, but I think they're losing both coordinators, and it stinks because this year's team, when healthy, that was the best team in football. And they're just...
So, quick follow-up here on Sports Talk. The Bengals, they have to win, and they just need the Dolphins and Broncos both to lose.
I thought there was another kind of component that they needed to it.
No. So they have to beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. And I don't know what the Steelers aren't playing for anything, right?
No.
But they've lost a bunch of games.
Yeah, so and Tomlin said,
he said, we want to get the losing stink off of
and
us.
I think
it's only like a two-point spread.
I would imagine that's true, that Pittsburgh comes out kind of ready for that one because they need a win.
Yes.
So that's going to be a tough game. But Cincinnati in Pittsburgh, if they win, then that's on Saturday. And then on Sunday, they would need Miami to lose at the Jets. And Huntley is starting, so that could happen.
Possible.
And then they would need the Broncos to lose to the Chiefs, and the Chiefs are resting starters. But, like you said, Chiefs won that last year.
Yeah, they beat the Chargers 13-12 while sitting people. Yeah,
and there's a weird pucker factor when you think you're supposed to win a game, and then it gets squirrely. So look out.
Yeah, Carson Wentz. And the other thing, too, is I don't know, you know better than I would, but I feel like guys like Carson Wentz, who will be the starting quarterback for the mm-hmm. Chiefs, that dude, like, this is his Super Bowl. Yeah, he wants to play well. He's going to sling it and wants to get another contract.
Yeah,
right?
And Carson Wentz is not a bum. I mean, I know that it's – Carson Wentz has the ability to play good football, and he's playing in a Chiefs system, which, I mean – 15-1. Hello. That is not a layup for the Denver Broncos. And I will say this, if you are sitting there and you're looking at the AFC title picture, you don't want to see Cincinnati in round one. If Cincinnati makes it in, and I know the Bengals defense sucks, it's been crappy all year. But I'm telling you, you do not want to see Cincinnati sitting there in at wild card weekend. One, they're on a heater, right? They've won 1, 2, 3, 4. This would be 5 in a row. And in that time, they've put up 27, 37, 24, 30. They've got the best quarterback right now in the league, the way he's playing. Two receivers that are absolutely just killing it, and a defense that is playing better. And also look at the one score games that they have lost in the most brutal fashion, right? Like, this team could easily be an 11 or 12 win team that no one wants to see. So if Cincinnati find, I mean, imagine you're sitting there looking at this and you're saying, I got an opportunity to either play the Denver Broncos, the Miami Dolphins, or Cincinnati. Trust me, you're taking the Broncos, you're taking the Dolphins. You don't want anything to do with Joe Burrow and company.
They would go to Buffalo.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
If they got in?
Yes. And Buffalo should win that game. I mean, they just should. But I promise you, Buffalo doesn't want to see Joe Burrow and company up there slinging that rock.
I'd rather see Knicks.
Yes. You'd rather see a rookie quarterback.
Or Tua.
Oh, yeah.
Or Tua.
That's the one. Yeah, sign me up for that.
Yeah, in the cold weather.
Yeah.
All right, Bucks incentive prop window opens next. You didn't know that, did you?
I did not.
No, but I got plenty on that. Yeah, but
he was telling me earlier there's a bunch of player prop incentives.
I love his props.
Well, like Geno Smith, I guess he's got $2 million riding.
He needs 185 yards for $2 million.
Yeah.
So I know they're saying it's questionable. He's gonna get out there.
He's
and play.
Gonna play.
So unless Jody tells him to
get Jode.
Up. Yeah, she's like, hey, because she's the one that has to write that check. Sit your ass down there, Geno.
Bitch. What if it's all a conspiracy against him?
That's what I'm saying.
He's not really hurt.
No, there's no
Tanya Hardinged him.
There's no benefit to the Seattle Seahawks to him getting $2 million. Sit down, Geno.
All right, we'll get to that next on The Fan. Just
keep chugging. Umpire!
All right, let's talk more gambling with our noted degenerate Ryan Buckley.
Let's do it.
He's a big prop bettor. I don't bet props.
I'm not a prop guy either.
There's too many.
I wouldn't even say I'm a big prop bettor, but I get intrigued by the prop betting.
Yeah, it is kind of intriguing, but there's just so many, and it's like...
Especially, I mean, situationally, I like to get into it, like this week, specifically.
But sometimes the prices are really... Like,
they're
they
wonky.
Make you pay
they can be a lot of sucker bets there.
So much for those.
Yeah.
At least the good ones. But we've got a lot of incentives this week. Somebody on the text line was saying Geno has more than $2 million to play for.
Does he?
I think if he has either a certain completion percentage or a certain win percentage, he could get something else. But I saw $2 million for 185 plus passing yards. I don't know about the $3 million.
And the Rams are sitting some guys.
Rams are sitting people.
So he should be able to get that.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I mean, if you're trying, you get that, right?
Yes.
I mean, doesn't the other team, is there a thing in the league where the other team's like, I mean, come on, let's let
well,
you.
Well, neither side has it. Look, yeah, if you can't throw for that in a meaningless game against a team that has nothing to play for, then you don't deserve it. Yeah. Go away, Geno.
Yeah. It's like serving up the home run ball, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
What else we got?
So some other interesting ones. Kyler Murray can make $750,000 with 50-plus rushing yards and a rushing touchdown. So okay. His rushing total is only like 30 yards, so I played that over.
Yeah, 50 is a lot.
50 is a lot, but if he's got if he can win $750,000, he might scramble once or twice more than he ordinarily would. Same with the one rushing touchdown. Let's see. Mike Evans is a big one. He's got $3 million on the line if he gets 5 or more receptions and 85 or more receiving yards. So those would each check a different box, but he's got $3 million on the line total,
Baker's
and they got a bad opponent. So I haven't been able to find a line on that. They're withholding it right now because they're probably going to set it high, or they're going to add a lot of juice
cowards.
To
it.
Yeah, by the way, Geno's sitting on over $5 million in incentives.
Woo-hoo,
if he wins.
God.
Oh, yeah, because that's right. He has a winning percentage one.
Wins, yards, and completion percentage.
Yeah.
And touchdown passes. So he
how many touchdown passes does he need?
He needs 30 or more. And so let's see where he's at. But it sounds like he is sitting on close to, if he were to have a big game, let's say he throws for 250 and two or three touchdowns and they win the game, Geno could be sitting on about $6 million. And I did find an article where he said it is kind of hard to not think about it.
Well, yeah.
That's a lot of freaking money. What do they pay him contract wise?
I think Geno's in the 20s.
Is he
yeah,
up that
I think
high?
He's like in the 20s. But still, like he has never made a lot of money. He never got the big deal. So, you know, for Geno Smith, I don't care who you are. $5 to $6 million is a big deal.
Plenty of incentive, which is why they put it out there.
Yes.
Does Saquon have a little something on the line?
They already said they're sitting him.
Yeah, he's not.
He's not playing. He could have gone.
For the record, right?
The record.
Right. And I don't know if he had a specific incentive for that, but they're not playing him.
Yeah, he is.
I wonder if he's pissed about that.
He sounded like he was not pissed, but disappointed that he didn't have a chance to put his stamp on football history.
And even though he would have got it in one more game, he probably would have gotten it in lesser carries. Because that's a source of contention for a lot of people is if you break a record in 17 games versus 16, what does that mean? But if you do it in less snaps, I still think that it's a legitimate record either way, but I think it takes any of that out of there.
Right, because you're saying we had the same amount of opportunity to do it.
Yes, and he more than likely would have done it. I mean, this was a historic season. I think it ended up being, the fifth or sixth best rushing season of all time, and easily could have been the best.
Yeah, if you don't know, we're talking about breaking Eric Dickerson's record of 2,105 yards in a season.
Yes.
And, rushing yards.
And Dickerson did come out and say that he was happy.
He did. No. And I would too.
Yeah.
Those guys don't want their records broken.
So he is sitting at eighth right now. He is 1 yard behind Chris Johnson for seventh. He's 2 yards behind Terrell Davis. And then he's about 22 yards shy of having a top five rushing season of all time, and that would be Derrick Henry.
Yeah, so he needs 101 to break the record.
Yep.
I don't know, man. You're playing the Giants. I think I'd run him out there.
Well, everyone's just saying if you're not going to get the one seed, that basically, what if you lose him there? What if you lose him in that game because you're chasing the record?
Yeah.
But you're playing football, so.
I know. That's why, I kind of respect what Dan Campbell did. I think there's a fine line of, you know,
it's all fine until he does get hurt.
I know. But I think we kind of over worry about injuries. Yes, it's a possibility, and you shouldn't just do it willy nilly, but that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Been a guy who's been injured a lot in his career, too.
It's true, but I don't know.
Look, all I know is this. If I'm Saquon Barkley, the people that say, oh, I don't care about these things.
Oh, he cares.
You care. You got a chance to break one of the truly historic records. I mean, all the passing records, by the way, they go by the wayside all the time, right? But there are a few. Jerry Rice's touchdown, right? The Eric that, when did he break that? 1988, 89? Something like that?
Something like that.
I mean, that has stood the test of time. And you've got an opportunity, and you're 100 yards away. I don't know how in good faith you can sit there with Saquon Barkley and tell him that he doesn't have the right to go for that.
I think I'd leave it up to him.
Exactly. Like, hey, man, we're not playing Jalen Hurts, right? Yeah. He's got the concussion thing, but you want to go out there and you want to go for this. And here's the thing, dude, if you're playing in the first two quarters, you're getting stuffed or the game's a blowout or whatever, then fine. But, dude, let the guy play a half and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, if he rips off, 70 yards on the first five carries, then okay, let him go.
Well, and also, if he gets hurt, you can just blame it on him. Well, you can. It's
true. Dude,
we did not want him to play, but we left it up to him. He decided to play. He got hurt. Them's the breaks. Let's move on.
Dickerson, by the way, that was 1984.
Yes.
That has stood since 1984.
Yeah. Which was 800 years ago.
That does seem like a long time ago.
So a couple other interesting props that have to do with breaking records. There's a bunch that aren't incentive-based, but like Derrick Henry needs one rushing touchdown to break the Ravens' single-season rushing touchdown record. He can probably get that against the Browns.
Would imagine he
gets that's going to cost a ton of juice. But Jaxon Smith-Njigba needs 5 catches for the Seahawks' single-season record. You got to imagine that's something that he and Geno have thought about.
Breaking whose record? Largent?
Tyler Lockett, 100 catches in 2020.
Oh, you're talking about number of catches.
Okay. Number of catches in a single season.
Okay.
And you can get that for like minus 135.
I find that steep.
Well, it's steep, but it's like if you know that the outcome of the game doesn't matter and these guys are going for it, they'll try to hook each other up. And then, a team like the Raiders, Brock Bowers needs 9 catches to break the tight end receptions record.
Of all tight ends?
All tight ends. He's already got the rookie one. He broke Ditka's.
How many catches does he have?
So he's got, he would break Ertz's record of 116. So what, that means he's at 107 or something like that on the year?
Okay.
And he needs 9 to do it. You at least know they're going to try to feed him. Like, what else are the Raiders playing for?
Yeah, but they've been playing hard for weeks.
Right. Ja'Marr Chase needs 1 TD to tie the Bengals team record and 2 to break it. They're playing a game that matters anyways, but up or down, you imagine they're going to be feeding him. Malik Nabers needs two catches to break the rookie receiver record for receptions in a season.
Really?
And he's only four catches behind Bowers for that same record.
Who's got the rookie record? Is it, was it Puka?
Ooh, let's see.
So I feel like a lot of these passing records fall.
Yeah, because it probably is Puka. It doesn't say here.
I feel like those passing records fall all the time.
And then Sam Darnold, four passing touchdowns away from the Vikings single season record.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that Culpepper or Cunningham, maybe?
I mean, I'd imagine it's got to be one of those two. Yeah. But then it's and that game total is at 57. So people think it's gonna be high scoring anyways. Maybe worth a look.
That's nuts that Sam Darnold could be.
Well, and I bet four plus TDs for him would pay pretty handsomely. So I don't think they're gonna be gunning for it specifically. But
by the way, I looked it up. Someone said that they saw a highlight of Adrian Peterson's season when he came 8 yards shy of breaking Dickerson's record. Mm-hmm. And so I went back and looked at his game logs. Oh, my God. There were games where he was averaging 6 yards a carry and they only gave him 17 touches. Like, if he just, I wonder if he just looks back at that or like, are you effing kidding me? Like, I'm averaging 5.5 yards a clip and you're only giving me the rock 17 times. You just get two more carries in a game like that, and obviously week 4, you wouldn't know that, but that's, I wonder if he just sits there and just that haunts him to know that he came 8 yards shy of that.
And that it would have been relatively easy to get if he just is going 20 touches a game.
Yes. Because I'm looking at some of his carries, like he had in that season, he had a game where he had 17, 17, 17, 15, 18, 15,
wow,
18. Like, he did not get a ton of touches necessarily. I mean, there were some games where he was getting 27 and another one where he got 31, but dude, they were not just beating him into the ground. Like, I want to see like what Dickerson, like the number of carries that Dickerson had in that. Cause that may be one that just, you don't know at the beginning of the year, that's what you're going for. But at the end of the year, you probably look back on it. You just think to yourself, oh my God. I mean, Adrian Peterson's a first ballot Hall of Famer anyways, but he easily could have had that stamp of the greatest season of all time.
Yeah, but, you know, it's also probably why he stayed healthy.
Yeah. Dude, that dude was a machine.
Limiting his load.
Yeah.
You know. You just never know.
No, ooh, it's one of those things.
One last handicap to consider. Aaron Rodgers sitting on 499 career passing touchdowns.
Rodgers.
Do you know who's caught the most of them of that 499?
Devontae Adams.
Don't you think he might try to feed him?
Oh, and I did see something where Devontae said it would be cool to
catch the 500.
It'd be cool to catch the final one.
And you can get Devontae anytime touchdown plus money right now, like plus 170, something like that.
And I'm assuming, by the way, that this is the end of the road for Rodgers. I mean, he's been pretty cryptic. Yeah.
Their reports, they've said they're going to move on from both of them next year.
Has anybody turned on the Rodgers doc?
No, I refuse to. I want nothing to do
I know
with
I said the same thing you did.
Did you watch it?
And then you watched it, didn't you?
I hit play.
How much did you watch?
Well, I don't know how many episodes there are. I fell asleep midway through the first one. I guess all I can report to you is that it's exactly what you think it is.
Aaron Rodgers is a little bitch. Yeah, that's about right.
I gotta say, he is kind of interesting.
Really?
Yeah, to me. But it's very self-serving and just he's arrogant. And
I saw the little clip where he talked about being a butterfly with his eyes closed or something like that.
He's an odd duck, man.
Yeah, I can't.
Like, he's really odd.
I can't.
I hit play. And you know what? I gotta be
honest.
You're
going to go back for more, aren't you? You're going back for seconds.
I might finish it.
Is it wrong that I don't want to give Netflix the satisfaction of knowing that I watched that? Like, I don't want me to be part of that metric that says this is what we wanted. This is what people wanted to consume. Mm. I find him to be so just obnoxious and unlikable. I don't care. I don't care that he acts like he's you did ayahuasca. Oh, what, like, you're the first person to ever do mushrooms? Dude, you're that douchebag that does something like that and then thinks that anyone that hasn't is like this unwashed mass and like you're the first person to go to Costa Rica.
You're suddenly more enlightened than anyone else.
Go away.
Well, I will say, just from watching half of the first episode, he's like that about everything.
Yes.
Ooh, text line pointing out that Devontae caught touchdowns 200 and 400 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, then, yeah.
Rodgers.
They're feeding him, except they suck so bad they probably won't score. Like, they're so That thing is just an abomination.
So we think he's done?
I think he's done. Well, the Jets aren't going to bring him back, and I can't foresee anyone. Knowing that you're bringing him in on a one-year deal. And by the way, he sucked eggs this year. And you're going to deal with that BS that comes with it and his whiny ass. Like, why? Why would anyone sign up for that? That whiny bitch.
Yeah, you just have to be desperate, which there are desperate teams.
Yeah, but desperate to do what?
Well, to have better quarterback play. I mean, he can still sling
Someone
it.
Said Cleveland.
He's just...
If they're able to get out of Watson.
Well, they were talking about him or Kirk Cousins to Cleveland because Stefanski worked with Cousins in Minnesota. But Rodgers did come across in the small part of the documentary that I saw. He was quite beat up about the Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, just reading the tea leaves of what he is saying in there, boy, it really sounds like he is, that was not his, obviously was not his plan. And he's really hell bent on finishing strong, and he didn't this year. No. So I wonder if that means he might want to give it a go. And then it would be who would allow him to do that.
Is he willing to give it a go for $8 million somewhere? I mean, and is he willing to give it a go on a bad team? Because I can't see a good team with any sort of prospects wanting to sign up for the Aaron Rodgers S show. Because it's not like you're just getting a wily vet who's going to sit there and do his job and put his head down. You're getting arguably a locker room, I'm not going to say cancer, but you're getting a locker room problem. You're getting
getting an enigma.
Yes, you're getting an enigma. And
but maybe you could do a darkness retreat together.
You can be an enigma. Like Josh Allen right now can be an enigma. Lamar Jackson can be a weird guy. Cam Newton can wear funny, dumb hats when he's winning MVPs. But the moment that Cam's shoulder turned to crab meat, all of a sudden his stupid hat kept him from being in the NFL. And I think Aaron Rodgers' darkness retreats and all that other crap, I just think he's done. It's the Bill Belichick thing. I think he's over.
All right, in the news is coming up next. Can you ever really conceal your identity on camera? You know?
Not really.
You know how people distort their voice and they put on a... Yeah. I always find that funny because it's
like... When you have the inside information, guess what? They know who you are. The cartels are coming for you.
That pertaining to Portland. Next, here's Buck. I know you're wondering. Hideki Matsuyama, 16 under. Corey Connors and Maverick McNealy, 14 under.
Who the hell is Maverick McNealy?
He's kind of a young up-and-comer.
Mm-hmm. And his name's Maverick?
Had a nice fall, and now he's playing well into 2025.
Is that a Top Gun sort of...
Maverick.
I'm assuming if you are named Maverick, your parents were big Top Gun fans, right?
I don't know. I don't know that.
Why else would you name your kid Maverick? Like, I went and saw Wicked last night, and I got to believe that there's going to be a run of girls named Elphaba at some point. You know you're going to run into some Elfies.
Well, and you better be careful of that, because that was a thing with the, I guess it was a cultural meme of Daenerys Targaryen. A lot of people named their kid Daenerys.
Yeah.
And a lot of people hated her by the end of things. So,
but I think Wicked is a little more like that's laid out.
We already know the story.
Yeah, you know the story of it, right?
I suppose so.
There's no like whoops at the end sort of thing.
But at the end of the day, do you really want to be named Elphaba?
Yeah,
probably like, not.
You had to call him Elf.
Elfie. That's what they call her in the play and the movie.
I hate it.
You're not a fan. What about Glinda? Galinda the Good. Say, anytime you get a cultural phenomenon, like now you see Kobe, Shaq's, what was the Yellowstone for a while? People were naming their kids Rip. Rip and Beth were on the rise.
Rip.
Yeah, you know. We got a Maverick, for God's sakes. I guarantee that's a Top Gun thing. Guaranteed.
Well, look it up. Let's get you on some golf
we'll
research.
See what Maverick McNealy has going on. Does he even have a Wikipedia page?
It is January 3rd, 2025. It is time for In the News! I am your noted newsman. Today is National Chocolate Covered Cherry Day. I love those. Dude. I got some more for Christmas. I get them for Christmas every year.
Is that the oldest thing about you? Is that you get chocolate covered cherries?
There's a lot of old things about me. That might be number one.
Yeah, that was like my old,
my grandpa.
Robert Newell Brown did that.
Yeah, grandpa used to have those, and you got to keep the tradition going. My grandpa used to have those, and I think there's six in each little tray.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, they would give him one box for Christmas, and he would put it on top of the refrigerator, and I think there would still be chocolate-covered cherries there when I went back in the summer. Like, he would eat one every month, it seemed.
They're just
amazing discipline. from the old man that he was a farmer in Halstead, Kansas.
And you're carrying, I'm guessing you do not have that discipline when it comes to
no,
the chocolate gummy
bears. Eat them. I can't eat one. I have to have two. And then before you know it, I'm ripping open the other section. And then I'm like, dang it. So that's why they give me two boxes instead of one box. But those are delicious. So shout out to all you chocolate covered cherries out there. And it is National Write to Congress Day.
What does that even?
Well, just write them. Tell them your thoughts.
Write to them.
Write to.
What did you think I?
Like you have a right to Congress?
I thought
Congress.
You had a right to Congress.
No,
and I'm
write,
like,
write
that?
To them.
Okay.
Tell them your feelings.
By the way, not named after Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah, I didn't think so. He's
named after the Ford Maverick.
Yeah.
Maverick
because they're rich.
He's named after the Ford Maverick, which is the first compact car marketed in the United States. His name is a nod to the family's connection to the auto industry. His grandfather was the vice chairman of American Motors.
Yeah. It had to be something linked to being a young, entitled country club snot.
Get this. His brother. He's got three brothers. So there's four siblings. They're named Maverick, Dakota, Colt, and Scout.
Ugh.
All named after legendary car brands.
I think I'm going to root against him.
Yeah.
That's golf for you, though.
Dakota, Maverick, Colt, and Scout? Boy, you want to talk. And he went to Stanford? Come on. You're rooting for that guy?
Well, you know when people conceal their identity in interviews on TV?
Yeah, always makes me laugh.
It makes me laugh, too. It's like, why? If you want your identity concealed, here's an idea. Don't do an interview.
Or don't go on camera. Like, because they always do, like, the like you wear a mask and they disguise your voice. But if I am, let's say there's a big scandal involving Odyssey Portland. And then I go on KGON and you black me out, but you can still see my outline.
And you disguise your voice.
You disguise. Like, someone's gonna be like, "Yeah, that's Sook." Like, who else is like
you can see your beard.
Exactly, it's like sticking out. There's a shadow. Like, well, that's obvious who it is. What are we doing? Exactly. Don't do the interview, or don't be on camera while doing the interview.
It's so funny what happened. So I don't know if you've been reading about this, but James Fischel is a 40-year-old dude in Portland, and he is a tagger. He's a graffiti artist.
Yeah.
Graffiti vandal, I should say. And he goes by the acronym GIMER.
GIMER, GIMER, whatever it is.
Yeah, which stands for Graffiti Is Me Escaping Reality.
Oh my God. Is this another one of those guys who's going to try to make his... Dude, you paint on walls. Let's not act like you're some sort of Picasso.
Well, he just got arrested.
Yeah.
He is a prolific tagger, and he was taken into custody at his house in Portland yesterday morning and booked into Multnomah County Detention Center because he went on a YouTube docuseries titled Chaos Town, and the dumbass did an interview on there, and he disguised it. I mean, he was wearing a full face mask, but... I mean, the cops aren't stupid.
They got you, jackass.
And I saw an interview with the cop who was like, yeah, there were several tells in there that as to who he was. And so at the time of the airing of the series, he wasn't in town, but they eventually caught up to him and they arrested him. So he is behind bars.
Yeah, and they said they were able to get him and they were able to determine where he kept all of his supplies. And there's a photo of it. He's got quite a bit of stuff.
He has over $10,000 worth of... cans of spray paint. He has 1,500 cans of spray paint.
Who funds that? Does he have a job?
He's also accused of supplying graffiti vandals with materials referring to to his stash as every graffiti writer's fantasy in the docuseries.
I've said this before. I'm not one of these guys that's like cut off hands and that crap, but I hope they actually start putting some serious hurt on these dumbasses out there that are doing this.
What about a couple fingers?
Yeah, maybe that.
What's the spray paint finger? The index finger?
Yeah, the index finger.
Just take that one, and I guess...
What if we put finger cuffs on him, you know?
Yeah, lock up his fingers
lock
so he can't
fingers.
Spray paint.
Exactly.
That's great.
Yeah. Get him in, like, one of those permanent finger trap things?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, hey, we're going to release him out on probation, but to make sure he never does it again, we just, you know, put some finger cuffs on
him. What an idiot.
Yes. All because he wanted to go on YouTube. Have fun.
Thought he was the next Banksy, you know?
Don't we all?
I will say that there is a difference sometimes between some of the work out there is pretty impressive versus the people that are just like spraying their name. I don't know what this guy is, but either way, stop making the city look like trash, man. You're not improving it. It's not up to you to decide whether or not you get to go and improve the wall.
Yeah, man.
I still can't believe how they get to some of that stuff, though. Like the some of the overpasses and stuff.
Well, they said that there's one shot in the docuseries. I haven't seen it. I was just reading an article about it, where somebody was literally hanging off of one of the bridges to in order to tag it down below.
Some of that stuff is insane. Like,
risking their life.
Yeah.
To write something stupid.
Yeah. Just so that then you can say, "Hey, look."
And you don't even get paid for it.
No. No. And you can't really take credit for it because when they find out who you are, they arrest you.
Isn't that something?
But the streets know.
Streets know, man. Instagram.
Do they?
That's what they think.
You think the homeless guy under that bridge cares who that is?
Well, maybe not the homeless
guy. Everyone else in the tagging community respects that.
It's the street toughs, man. Gotta do
it for the tagging community.
Gotta do it for the street toughs.
Do you think you know anyone in the tagging community?
I'm sure that I don't.
I do not.
Do you think that Ryan Cooley, our sales leader, is a tagger?
Well, the fun game is if someone at the station were to be a secret tagger.
Schultzy.
You think Schultzy, huh? Hmm.
Maybe Sprague?
Johnny?
Nah, Sprague.
I don't think Johnny.
No?
I could see Sprague.
Sprague has a lot of grievances, I think.
Yeah, Sprague grew up on the mean streets, right? He's kind of got to. I could see that.
I think you
got
to be kind of in shape. To get to the different, the nooks and crannies.
You don't think Schulte's got the dexterity to hang off of a building?
He was my first thought.
Yeah. I like where you're going with the Sprague thing.
I'm trying to think of...
Ho, ho, ho!
It's not Buckley.
I did enjoy that when I saw Schulte today. Schulte was wearing Mariner shorts, Mariner quarter zip, Mariner t-shirt, Mariner hat. Ready to go.
I've got hotel news.
Talk to me.
Well, I'm going to talk to you next. I don't really... I'd like to do a little seggy on random hotels and who stays in them.
Oh, I think about this all the time.
Because there are so many of them.
There's one that I drive by every day on Highway 14 in Vancouver, and I've always wanted to stay there once just to see what the hell is going on there. It fascinates me.
I don't really understand why there are so many of them,
yes,
because you would think that there would not be the need for so many of them, but there are.
Yes.
And there are always cars. I always look for cars. There's always cars out there. Yep. Who are these people?
I think about
this. And why are they staying there?
All the time.
So we've got a very top priority story from Portland police on this topic. Coming up next on The Fan. All right, the Hot 5 at 5 is coming up. And then Joey Harrington will join us. He might be crying.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to necessarily be too upbeat about this one.
Maybe he'll be cheery and rosy and looking at the bright side of life.
Yeah, I'm going to say no, but...
What?
You never know. We'll find out.
Right now, it is in the news for January 3rd, 2025. Portland police say they are zeroing in on a criminal activity at a Northeast Portland hotel.
Hmm.
A spot that has been the site of 3 deadly shootings in 7 weeks.
Does seem like maybe avoid that hotel. Are we going to name it so that we know to not stay there, or do we already know to not stay there?
Well, this was my question. Who stays at these hotels?
Well, people that are involved in shootings. Like,
so is that really what it is? It's like these hotels are basically for prostitution and drugs?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. There is a...
Is there like some family vacationing from Saskatchewan that's Sandy and 82nd, let's stay there.
We've talked about it, but there used to be... And now I think it's like a Christian rehab center, I think. But there used to be a motel on 99 and 99 in Vancouver and Hazeldale. And it was $24 a night. They had a big thing on there. It said 24. And then, thanks a lot, Obama, it got jacked up to $39.
Freaking Fauci.
$39. But my buddy, who was a Vancouver cop, said every single year, it is the number one call for all of Vancouver. more activity goes down there. So, yes, there are hotels where they don't ask questions. It's super cheap. No one calls the cops on you necessarily until someone opens fire. And we just kind of look the other way and you can go about what you're doing.
So that's why we have all these random hotels in bad places.
Yes. Yes.
They're always like...
Yeah, you know exactly what you're getting into when you stay at one of those. And
no one stays at them, though.
Well, they
like,
do.
Like, who stays at them?
The people that are interested in doing whatever goes on at those places.
Okay, but no one else?
No.
Like, there's no randoms in there?
No,
like...
you probably got some homeless people that scrounge up a few bucks that are transitional housing, that if you can roll some dice, you scrounge up enough dough, you know, bussing or something.
Do you maybe occasionally get the road tripper who's like, oh, it's right off the freeway,
no,
it's on my way?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
That's the only time I've ever stayed in anything like that.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
You've said, once when...
Yeah, like, if I'm in Colorado, bad, like, I don't know. Like, that's the thing. When you're from out of town,
you don't know how bad the area
is. Yeah, you don't know which one's which. You just get off the freeway.
I think you know.
I mean...
We stayed... When I was in high school, the state basketball tournament was in Seattle. And we... We did not have a lot of money, and there was, like, nine of us. And we pooled together a few bucks, and we stayed at... I believe it was the Moor. It was right in downtown, and it was above... Like
sounds fancy.
It was above like a strip club and like a
even fancier.
A crappy club. And we stayed there one night and then we were like, okay, we got to go find. I mean, like literally when you walked in, prostitutes in the lobby.
It's a nice touch.
Yeah. Drug dealers sitting out front. The door did not lock when we went up to put the key in. The lock was busted. You couldn't sleep on any of the sheet. It was like, there's no way you don't know. Trust me.
Well,
we were 17 and walked into that and we're like, this is not okay.
Well, I mean, I've certainly stayed in some shady motels, like just road tripping.
The TV's chained to the...
Oh, maybe not that.
Yeah, it's... You never seen that?
Mm-mm.
They literally take like a big metal chain and they screw it into a stud in the wall or the dresser.
At any rate, this is the Quality Inn near the intersection of Northeast Sandy and 82nd Avenue.
That is not... Well, it's on 82nd Sandy, for
God's
sakes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why do we... First of all, why do we need a hotel right there? That's the worst place in town.
I think you know why you need a hotel there.
And, well, but then it's like, well, if that's not there, then where do they go? Mm. It's like, I don't know. I think it's weird. The whole hotel thing is weird. There's too many weird hotels. I told you the story one time about it. I was getting gas on Barber at a Chevron or somewhere on Barber, some gas station. Right across the street, it's one of these shady-ass motels. All of a sudden, a window opens up, and there's a blood-curdling scream from a woman.
That sounds about right.
I hightailed it out of there. I was like, I told the gas guy that time we had gas attendants. I said, hey, you calling 911? He's like, yeah, I got it.
Oh, no.
Like, all right, I'm out of here.
By the way,
I don't want to know what that was about.
$59. I'm looking at the first review that I see.
At the Quality Inn?
At the Quality Inn.
$59 to stay there?
$59. Yeah. This is from Paul, who writes his review. One star. Horrific. Tents and RVs in the back of the parking lot. Man was shot and murdered 50 feet from where our room window was on this property.
Oh, my God.
Front desk phone was disconnected. Room phone had no dial tone. We had planned to stay just one night before our trip out of PDX.
Is this the worst motel in America?
Dude.
But as soon as police arrived, we got the heck out of here. Room was terrible before the man was even murdered. Won't ever rent a hotel room again without reading the reviews. Again, they showed up and they didn't even stay the night.
That's a traveler, though. That's somebody who...
And he left.
Well, but you were saying no people stay... Like, that stay there. That's unbelievable.
He didn't stay there.
How do you book that hotel room?
You look at your little road trip map, and you're like, there's something off the freeway. That's it.
But it's not, though, is it?
I don't know.
82nd and Sandy? That's not like... They're
maybe
like
just
passing
the cheapest
through.
Option.
$59 isn't that cheap, is it? Or am I crazy? That
that's
50,
really
is that
cheap.
Super cheap now?
That is super cheap.
Because I remember the days of like 1999 hotels.
This is from Gregory Williams, vacation couple, one star.
Another one.
Got this on Priceline. So they didn't know, you know.
Priceline, okay.
You buy
so
them.
They're being cheap.
They're being cheap. And so you don't know what you're staying. They just pick an area. And it said, we got it on Priceline. The photo looked okay when it told us the place. Figured being close to the airport, it'd be fine.
Okay.
No. Littered with garbage everywhere. Trash bags in the hallways. All kinds of nightlife, quote. Very active at night and day. My fiance and I felt very uncomfortable. We could not stay. Wish I took photos of the place. One star.
This is great.
This is what we're dealing with.
I want more. Do you have any more?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any five-star reviews?
When I arrived at the hotel, there was no one at the hotel desk to check us in.
Yeah.
The front desk was vacant, and a sign said to call the listed number to get help. When we called, the number was disconnected. When we called the main hotel number listed online, the phone rang for a while and then disconnected. I tried multiple times. When we emailed the hotel, the email bounced back to us as invalid. We booked through Park Sleep Fly. We ended up leaving without checking.
Oh, my God.
Said, on a side note, it used to be a Howard Johnson. I realized the booking from a former Howard Johnson. I wouldn't have booked a room in the first place had I known where this was at.
Well, see, that's the thing. These people are dumb. They're not doing their homework.
Yes. And then, look, it gets better. Said, from what was happening outside of the lobby and around the property, I felt like it was the beginning of a horror movie. Well, I had to pray three times as much just to park. Well, I had to pay three times as much just to park at the airport hotel and sleep at a Red Lion. I guarantee every dollar was worth it. I would never stay there.
Well, isn't that a lesson to all you cheapos out there that are looking to save a buck?
So it sounds like from all of these, there's a website called Park and Fly, okay, where you just park close to the airport. Because this is another one.
Room.
Yeah. Our first day was because we needed to park and fly for our trip to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And they go on and say the...
So you stay there and your car gets to stay there? So you don't have to pay for parking at the airport?
So.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
And they shuttle you over there or something?
Yeah. All right, here. First room we went into was a foul smell of cigarettes, so we changed. Upon our change of room, we found that our next bed was covered in bugs. Ew. The smoke detector was covered with a trash bag and the window was left open. We called to get changed to a second new room, but it took the staff over 30 minutes when we finally were able to get into a different
room.
That's
good. There's staff. The other two reviews, apparently no one works there.
I just enjoyed that you changed the first room because of cigarettes, and the second room you get into has bugs. We finally able to get into a different room.
Worse.
There was still a slight smell, but not as bad as the first room, and no bugs. So we checked our sheets and pillows, and there were brown stains on everything. We took everything off and wiped it down with disinfectant. We will never come back here again. If I could leave a zero rating, I would.
This is great.
These are all, by the way, I'm not picking and choosing. I'm just going down the list of reviews.
I feel bad for those people, but.
You want me to see? Hey. All right. I scrolled down a little
bit. Three star?
Three out of five.
All right.
Three.
They must have got a good drug deal there or something.
They said clean rooms, but don't expect to have a consistently hot or even warm shower.
Okay.
If someone else is in the building, flushes a toilet, you get scalded while you're in the shower. If someone uses the hot water, you get cold water if you're in the shower. Also this, lock your car and don't leave any valuables in your vehicle or room. Very close to the airport, though, so that's convenient, and the price is right. Three stars.
Oh, my God.
That's the...
That man right there, or woman,
easy
to please.
I'm 20 reviews down, and that's the first one that's not a one star.
This is so great.
Is there a five? I'm going to see if there's a five star.
So that's the quality end on Sandy and 82nd.
Three people have been...
Yeah, we've had three murders there.
Yeah.
And of course, one of the reviews did reflect that.
Yeah. He was actually there when.
Seems to be pretty common.
Oh, here you go.
If you want to catch a murder, book a room there.
Hey, four stars right here. Decent lower grade hotel. Rooms are somewhat clean. staff sucks, but they don't ask questions, and you don't have to deal with them.
So this person
just wanted to keep their nose clean, and the staff obliged. That's
well, great. Not only that, but he's doing nefarious stuff in there.
Yeah. Well, he says they don't. You know,
he's like they don't ask questions. Yeah. That
means I got business I don't want to be asked about.
That's right.
Yeah.
So he can go there and do his illegal crap.
Four stars. Four stars. I like that he actually took the time to write that.
What would I... I'm going to give you a room there.
Yeah. Nah.
Would you stay... Like, I'll let... I want... Like... What am I trying to ask?
How much would you have to pay him to stay there?
Yeah.
Or would you stay for a night just to see what it's like?
Well, I don't think you would do that without an incentive, right? No. So it goes back to the first question. Like, how much would I have to pay you? I want you to stay there for a week.
Oh, a week?
Yeah. You have to, because one night.
How much would it cost you to stay for one night?
Me?
Yeah. I bet we could get Sook for a week cheaper than you for a night.
Dude.
I think that's right.
There's just no way.
I mean, if you gave, so one night, I mean, nothing's going to happen to me. It's just going to be
great. Sure?
Well, I don't think
you got murdered outside that person's window.
Well, they have locks on the doors, right?
I don't know.
I'll sit in there, cower in a corner.
I got this one. This is all the review. Terrible service, dodgy place, will not recommend.
Well, we know that.
Yeah. One of the dirtiest hotels I've ever been to.
Yeah, that's gross.
Oh, this one from Lily Lou, my favorite right here. This is all it says. Do not stay here. Double exclamation point. And then under rooms, nothing works. Dirty, smelly, bugs.
A would you rather from the text line, Suk, would you rather stay at that hotel for a night or play in an alumni game for Mountain View?
Play in an alumni game. Do you stay at that place, man? Not only could you get shot, but you're going to get bed bugs. You're going to get like a staph infection.
It's bad.
No, I'm not doing that, man. I'll play in an alumni game all day, every day over staying at that place.
Well, how much do we have to pay you to stay there for a week? A week?
You're talking like 50 grand, man. Like, it's a serious amount of money.
50 G's.
Yeah, dude, I need, like, a new roof and some garage door. Like, there's going to be a serious home renovation to get me to stay there for a week.
Now, Isaac, would you stay there for a night for 50 grand?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You give me 50
G's. Would you do it for 25?
Yeah, probably.
You
that's,
10?
A lot of, that's a lot of dough.
10 grand for 10, one night there?
10 G's? I mean, yeah, I think I would.
How about 5?
Right until you get bed bugs, ringworm, and a staph infection, and maybe a slug.
I think you've found the...
That's where you're out?
Yeah, go north of 5. Give me to 10. Give me to 10.
So you're not doing it for 6?
No. Okay. Give me to 10. You give me 10 G's, I'll go over there. I might even bring my Glock.
Maybe we should get a GoFundMe going.
I will 100% tell you that if you forced me to stay there, I would be packing heat the entire time.
I'm not going to lie. That was one of my
favorite. Sue could be responsible for one of the murders.
Tell you what. You come knocking on my door, you better be real.
It's not murder. It's self-defense.
You better be real, real careful.
That was one of my favorite stories we've ever done. I don't know why it tickles me so, but
and
I'm sorry for the deaths.
I just love those are real reviews that people have left.
Now we need to go on some quest to find the worst reviews for places in America or at least in Oregon.
Beat that.
See what
pretty
I can
good.
Do. See if I can find that. Like I wish that one in Vancouver was still open. I can't even begin to describe to you when you. It was right by a bar called like the Ice House. You just drove by, and you could just. I think you could catch an STD just literally driving by that place. It was that bad.
Well, Portland police are zeroing in on criminal activity at this hotel. Don't stay there. The reviews are bad. People die. It is the Quality Inn near the intersection of Sandy and Northeast.
It's cheap.
82nd.
Though. According to that one person.
59 doesn't seem cheap to me. But.
It's cheap. And what did that guy say? You don't have to deal with the staff and they don't ask questions.
There is no staff.
Well, that's why. They're fine.
You can't even check in.
They're fine with
According to one review, good luck getting your key.
That was pretty good. I just gave up and went somewhere else.
All right, Hot 5 to 5 is next on the fam.